This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Guys.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9, 13 minutes past 8. And one thing I've been trying to do, or what I am, I'm a self-professed try-hard vegetarian, Bish, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You do try very hard. But we did have a beautiful dinner on Monday night, which was, quite meat-based.
Yes, what happens when you go to Thai. But to tell us more about vegetarianism, joining us on the phone from Peter, our favourite Peter person, Ashley Fruno. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Peter is a big advocate for vegetarianism, aren't they?
We sure are. Basically, it's the easiest way that you can help animals and also better your own health and, of course, protect the environment as well.
Tell us, because a lot of people would prefer not to know where their food comes or their meat comes from, wouldn't they?
That's a good point. And for a lot of people, ignorance is bliss. But once they really know how animals are treated on factory farms, they're sort of forced into making a decision. For example, cows are routinely branded, which cause third-degree burns, dehorned, and castrated, all without painkillers. Pigs have their teeth and tails chopped off, again, with no painkillers. Chickens are drugged and bred to grow so quickly, so fast, that they actually cripple under their own weight. And at slaughter, they're hung upside down and have their throats slit, all while still fully conscious.
Now, one of the things, a lot of people seem to be against vegetarianism, and that seems to have been something that's come up over the last 30 or 40 years or so. Why do you think that is?
I think for a lot of people, it's just resistance to change. And once they actually try it and enjoy the diet, they love it. It's just like any lifestyle change. You just have to be open to it, and you'll find that it improves your life for the better.
And also, I know people go, oh, it's not healthy to be a vegetarian, but, you know, there's a lot of celebrities out there that have actually become big advocates of vegetarianism and have kind of aligned with Peter as well, haven't they?
Definitely. It's the easiest way to stay slim and sexy, and leading health experts agree that it's the easiest way to lower your risk of things like heart disease, stroke, certain types of cancer, diabetes, and obesity.
And I know one of our favourite people, Ellen, became a vegetarian a couple of years ago, and she's been big on it on her show as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's been promoting vegan cooking on her show. She actually has a chef named Tal Ronan, who's actually a former PETA employee, but she's a big promoter of veganism, actually, which is vegetarianism plus no eggs and no dairy.
One thing I love about Peter of well is all the different adverts you come out, and one of the big things that happened in America, well, it was this weekend for 2010, was Super Bowl weekend, and my partner was watching it, and he was saying the highlight isn't the actual game, but it's the advertising that comes out in on the ads, basically. Now, Peter had an advert planned for 2009 Super Bowl, didn't they?
We did. Unfortunately, it was rejected. It featured some saucy ads that involved women sort of playing with vegetables. Unfortunately, the TV station wasn't so into them, so they were never actually aired, but it did create what some people saw as a big controversy in the U.S.
Now, if you'd like to see that ad, we've popped it up on our blog, thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com, and you can watch that ad. But I also found an interesting clip. Here's a little excerpt from a bit of talk back on CNN. We'll have a quick listen to this.
Jimmy, I understand you're very offended. Talk me through how you're feeling.
Well, I'll tell you what I feel. I feel that it's very sad that an organization that its platform is on the exploitation of innocent creatures would turn around and exploitate one of the most beautiful creatures on this earth, and that's women.
Now, I think the Americans like to get really strung up about things. My opinion is that they're overreacting on that.
Like, they're so uptight.
Just chill out and enjoy it. You know,
well, they took offence when Janet Jackson's nipple came out, didn't it, as well?
You didn't take any offence in that, did you?
I didn't take offence, no. And that was accidental, obviously. But did you have any plans at Peter to actually try and get another advert in the Super Bowl this year?
Not this year, but maybe next year. It's always something that we're thinking about. And in regards to PETA's sexy campaigns, they don't exploit anyone. All the models that participate in our campaigns, it's completely consensual, and they're doing something because they want to use their body as a political statement. So the Americans are just being uptight, and I'm Canadian, by the way.
Oh, that's all right. That's
and they
okay.
all need just to loosen up.
And all the vegetables were checked beforehand as well, weren't they? So.
It was consensual as well, yeah.
That's good.
Now, Peter actually has a vegetarian starter kit. Tell us a little bit about that, Ashley.
Yeah, it's a great resource. Anyone can access it online at our website, petaasiapacific.com. That's PETAAsiaPacific.com. And it's full of tips for making the transition, recipes, and other information that'll help you make the switch to a plant-based diet.
Ashley, thank you so much for your time today. Now, of course, you look after the Asia-Pacific region of PETA. Where are you today?
I'm actually in India, where all the men hold hands and wear tight shirts. It's pretty fun. good food, though. Good vegetarian food.
Very good food. And we've actually got the Merchants of Bollywood coming over to Melbourne, which is a glamour, glitzy sort of Bollywood stage show.
We might give away that prize. Rather soon.
I think we shall do, yeah. So you're based in India at the moment, so we're going to be connecting that in. So it's lovely talking to you this morning, Ashley. Fruno from PETA.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.